When you pray and look to God, God will give you the best. He'll give you the best. It's a deal or whatever it is, whether it's an encounter. Don't forget, many of these right moments and right timing, listen carefully, many of them happening this year will be you meeting someone that turns out to be someone who needs Jesus. Don't forget, that's the right timing, right place, not just for you, for that person. Amen. Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things you desire. It just got through telling us shall be added to you. God makes serendipity happen to us. Right time, right place.
My friend, nothing happens by chance. The Lord knows how to put you in the right place at the right time. In today's message, let Joseph Prince show you how you can rely on God's grace and be guided to the right moments for the breakthrough you've been waiting for. Want to find out more about how you can be led by the Holy Spirit to be in the right place at the right time? I invite you to request today's special resources for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website today. And now, here's Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
I believe that this is the rhema word that God has for us today. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Amen? For this year. For this year. Praise God. All right, let's go to Ecclesiastes 9:11. I return. Now, Solomon is writing this by the Holy Spirit, the wisest man that ever lived, besides Jesus, of course. I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. So he's saying this, guys, if the truth is known, I've observed this. And remember, he asked God for wisdom and became the wisest man, right? And he says, I've observed this. The race is not always to the swift, not a battle to the strong. Amen. Nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. We've seen this time and time again. There are people with less experience sometimes bump into someone and in the course of the conversation later on, come and work for me, come over. We have so many testimonies like this in our church. Doesn't mean that the person has the most experience. Doesn't mean he's the strongest, the best, the wisest. That favor happens to him. But time and chance happen to them all. Amen? Now, the word time here, I'm going to share with you some Hebrew. Today, we're going to learn some Hebrew, right? And some Greek. And then another principle we'll learn. And all this got to do with the theme of the year and what God's going to do this year for you. Okay? So now sit back, watch. The Kairos year of right time, right place. Right time in the Hebrew is the word ev. In the Greek, ev is Kairos. That's why it's a Kairos year of right time, right place. Right place is Kara. I'm going to study this because it's very interesting, and God will unveil to us, even for your own life, already you have seen this phenomena taking place in your life. I believe even recently you have seen yourself being at the right time, at the right place. All of a sudden you meet an acquaintance or you meet an old friend and a door is open to you. Or you invite an old classmate that you met, okay? A lot of old one, huh? Okay, young one, all right? A young classmate you met, all right? Who used to be in the same school 50 years ago, all right? So you invite him over to church, and I've heard this kind of testimonies down through the years, and good things happen to these people, all because you had a chance encounter with them. Or is it really chance? Like the word time and chance, it's unfortunate the English word used chance, but remember, it is not the English word that is the word that tells the real meaning, but it is the Hebrew. What the Hebrew says is kara. Amen. Right time, right place. God's going to make things happen to you. Right time, right place. So the word F first. Let's study the word right timing. Right timing. A lot of things depend on right timing. So can we, with our smarts, with our intelligence, position ourselves in such a way that things can happen for us and we are aware of the right timing? People try that all the time. You know, they want to get involved in an investment at the right time, and or they want to be in a certain place at the right place. You know, they want to be in that position where they are ready to receive a benefit or a something, or even encounter their life partner. They want that to happen to them. But friend, once when you think about it, when you realize that it is beyond man's intellect, it's beyond man's disposing of his affairs. It's not within man to put himself in the right place at the right time. Even averting tragedy, for example, no one can tell, right? Which plane might not make it? You can be a guy who tops the Mensa test and your IQ is really high. Doesn't really matter. You cannot control your right time and your right place. You need God. So more than ever this year, we need the Lord. And not just the Lord, we need His grace. In what aspect to trust the Lord? His grace. Because you see, if grace is unearned and undeserved favor, then the only way to frustrate grace is another word for favor from God, and grace is unearned, undeserved favor. The only way you can frustrate it is trying to earn it. But whether you are trying your best to earn it with your good behavior or whatever it is. Pastor Pring, are you saying that we don't have to have good behavior? No, of course not. But you don't have a good behavior to try to get close to God. You must realize that you are close to God. That's why your good behavior flows from there. The Bible says, for those who are believers in Christ, He has placed you in His Son. That's why the phrase, we are in Christ Jesus. In Christ, in Him, through Him. Amen. We are forevermore, God will see you always in Christ. When God sees you, God doesn't look at you with all your faults and shortcomings today. God looks at Jesus to see Him as you. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you pray, how do you pray? You pray as if you're in Christ. And honestly, folks, let me just submit this to you. Sometimes we put the name of Jesus like this in prayer. We pray whatever we pray, say, in Jesus' name. Now, I'm not against that, okay? But actually, the idea of whatever you ask the Father in my name is actually like as if I am praying it. And when you pray, you need to be aware your prayer carries the same values, the same power as if I am praying. Amen. If you pray like that, that's praying in my name, representing me, just as I represent you. You follow what I'm saying so far? Does God answer Jesus' prayer? Yeah. Amen. Of course. And now your prayer is like Jesus' prayer. Praise the Lord. That's praying in His name. So, in right timing, time and chance, if and kara happen to them all, if that is true, then it behooves us to find out about right timing and right place. Now, why do we say if is right timing? Because in the Hebrew, because Ecclesiastes is in Old Testament, it's in Hebrew. What is if in the Greek? What is if in the Greek? It is the word kairos. The word kairos. Say kairos. Now, kairos is right timing. In fact, Thayer, who is a Greek scholar, he defines kairos like this. Kairos is opportune, seasonable time, the right time. When you say opportunity, for example, it comes from the word opportune. That means there is a great door of favor open. All right, don't miss your opportune moment. Don't miss this opportunity, right? It's a favorable moment. Now, that in Hebrew is ev. In Greek, it is kairos. So it's the right time. Say the right time. Now, this is Thayer, a Greek scholar. Another Greek scholar from Word Studies said of kairos like this, time as opportunity. This is kairos. Time as opportunity, the suitable time, the right moment, a favorable moment, a moment of favor. Amen? That's kairos. So these people that got the favor, they got the riches, they got the victory in the battle, amen, and won the race. These are men who had kairos moments happening to them. They had God arranging for right time, right place. Only God can orchestrate right time, right place. Amen. Look at the way kairos is used in the New Testament. And New Testament is in Hebrew or Greek? Greek, right? So let's go at the one use of it. You find Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost and he says, therefore repent, he told the Jewish people, and return so that your sins may be wiped away in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing is the word, times is the word kairos. And the kairos of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, kairos for the Greek, ev for the Hebrew, timing, seasonable time, right time. Let's look at the first occurrence of ev in the Old Testament. The first time it appears, and we can learn something from there. All right, the first time it appears, a story of Noah. You all know Noah? All right, a flood was coming and Noah went. God told Noah to go into the ark, build the ark first, then go into the ark with his family. Amen. He was the only one who knew how to float his assets when the world was in liquidation. So it's a picture of all of us in Christ today. Amen. In Christ. The ark is like Christ. In fact, the word used to pitch, to seal the ark, they use pitch to seal. Right? The word pitch is the same word as atone. The atoning work of Jesus Christ. We are in Christ. We are safe from what is coming from outside. Amen. And we inside cannot drop or fall outside. We may fall inside the ark, but we never fall outside the ark. We are safe. Amen. Outside there's destruction, but inside we are safe. So it's so interesting that the first occurrence happens when Noah sends out the dove. First, he sent out a raven, then he sent the dove. And the Bible says the dove came to him in the evening. And behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth, and no one knew that the waters had receded from the earth. Now, this word in the evening is the word F, the evening. The word F is used. Imagine, in the book of Genesis, the story of Adam and Eve, there's no F used there. Amen. Cain, Abel, no F used there. All the way until after the flood. Then F happened. It's like after the judgment passed over Jesus as he bore our sins. Amen. Have you prayed for something and you find that it takes a long time for it to manifest? Sometimes some prayers, many prayers in fact, manifest almost instantly or at least very soon, right? But there are some, it takes a long time. Amen. It might take sometimes a year or more before it manifests. Like Abraham and Sarah, they believed God for a child and the child didn't come until about 20 years after. That's a long time. Don't you think so? Well, their manifestation is very interesting. You know what the Bible calls their manifestation? Kairos. I'll come to that. But first, notice Genesis 8:11. The dove came to him in the evening. Have you noticed that? The first time F is used, or kairos in the Greek, right? It's got to do with the dove. The dove is a picture of the Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit in you that brings you to right timing, right place. So the first time F is mentioned, kairos in the Greek, about right timing, it's got to do with the Holy Spirit. Keep that in mind. We need the Holy Spirit this year. And that's why I said that these things can only happen to believers, because only believers have the Holy Spirit. And once you put your trust in Christ, He dwells in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? Now, let's go to the New Testament and see how Kairos is used. Okay, we saw already in Acts 13, in the sermon on Pentecost, when Peter preached, and he says that times of refreshing. But I talked about Sarah just now, right? The year of manifestation. Here it is. In Genesis 18, it says here, I will certainly return to you according... God is talking to Abraham. I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening in the tent door, who was behind him like many women. Because they can't trust their husband to tell them later on, because he misses all the facts. She would say, is that all? He also said that, but what, anymore, right? And we guys are headliners. Women are details, right? Guys are... Okay, never mind. Guys, just, women are more precise. So she was listening to hear. And God says, Abraham, this time, next year, according to the time of life, according to the time, the word time is F, which is a seasonable, favorable time, Sarah shall have a son. If that is not enough, God repeats himself. Drop down verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I'll return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Waiting for 20 years, and finally when Kairos happens, the manifestation happened. That's why I call this the Kairos year. This is the year of your manifestation. Whatever you prayed for years is a year of manifestation. Amen. You know the word, is anything too hard for the Lord? If you look it up in the Hebrew, it's not just too hard. The word, is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Don't you just love God's word? How it builds faith when you read it? Amen? Now, watch this. It says, according to the time of life, right? Look at what the New Testament says about the same verse when Paul wrote it in Romans 9:9. For this is the word of promise, referring to the same incident. At this time... Kairos, I will come and Sarah shall have a son. You see it? In the Hebrew it's F, he has son. So in other words, they were waiting for that miracle baby. They were both, all right, beyond the years already. Sarah, even when she was young, she was barren. And now she's 99 and he's 100 years old. And God says, been waiting for 20 years. God says, your Kairos moment is here. But what I want you to see is this. When Kairos happened, manifestation happened. The long-awaited manifestation happened. But notice, it comes together with Kairos season. At the Kairos season, Sarah will have a son. At this time of life, at this Kairos time, favorable. And God is giving us this year as the Kairos year. Amen. Right time, right place. Now, I'll come to the place part just in a while. But look at another verse that uses Kairos over here. In Galatians, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. In fact, the context there has got to do with giving. But he's saying, you don't see your manifestation, you don't see your harvest. Don't lose heart, don't give up. We shall reap. When? In due season, we shall reap. Make a guess. Due season in the Greek, what is it? What is it? I love this church. These people are amazing. Amen. Invite me back, will you? Amen. I tell you, this is an amazing church. You got the right word, Kairos. Due season is Kairos. What happens when Kairos comes, that due season comes? We shall reap. Have you ever had this experience? I must pray about this. I must pray about this. Then before you had a chance to pray, answer came ready. You didn't have to pray. Well, that will happen more and more this year. That's why he said to me, this will happen more. And when you see that happen, give glory to Jesus. There's one reason why we're sharing this theme of the year and all that. So you see all these things happening, you'll give only one the glory. You won't give to the one, the instrument that God used. You won't give to another person or whatever. You'll give the glory to Jesus. when you pray and look to God, God will give you the best. He'll give you the best. It's a deal or whatever it is, whether it's an encounter. Don't forget, many of these right moments and right timing, listen carefully, many of them happening this year will be you meeting someone that turns out to be someone who needs Jesus. Don't forget, that's the right timing, right place, not just for you, for that person. Don't let that opportunity go by. Galatians 6, real fast, it says what? In due season we shall reap, right? The next verse says, as we have opportunity. You know what's the word opportunity? Kairos also. So the emphasis here is on Kairos. As long as we have Kairos, let us do good to all. Now here, the first part refers to humanity as a whole, all right? Community work, blessing the poor, the less fortunate, but especially those who are the household of faith. So doing our Kairos is not about me, myself, us, my family. It's about being a blessing. There's a word used for, the world out there use it. In fact, it was only invented in the 1700s by an Englishman from a fairy tale. And the word there that describes kara, right happening, the world out there calls it serendipity. Now, what is serendipity? I'm going to give you a definition from the dictionary, okay? Serendipity is an aptitude for making desirable discoveries by accident. Good fortune, the world calls it luck. You didn't plan that day to meet your life partner. You just went because your friend told you to go somewhere and all that, and then you bump into your life partner. Here today, you are married. You thought it was a chance happening. God arranged your steps. I see husbands and wives looking at each other. Actually, you don't have to wait for this year. You've been experiencing it already. But this year, be more pronounced, more consistent, so that you give glory to God when it happens. And please write to us also. We'd like to hear the testimonies. Amen. Even for your health, the Lord allow you to hear something, see something, all right, at the right time. Amen? So in other words, they don't look for it. For example, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things you desire. And those are material, physical things as well. He just got through telling us, shall be added to you. You're not running after them. You're running after the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all these things are added to you. That's serendipity. You're pursuing something and then you chance upon something fortunate, something good. Do you know that a lot of scientific discoveries, even medicine and all that, I can share a long list of it. Like, for example, penicillin. It's all a serendipitous discovery. For example, penicillin that kills bacteria. Alexander Fleming, and he's a Presbyterian Christian, by the way, he himself said it's God who was involved in this experiment because he left a petri dish full of bacteria overnight. Forgot to clear it. He just kept it one side. He left it by accident, he says. Accident. Next morning, he got up. There was a growth that stopped and killed the bacterial growth. That's how they discovered penicillin. Until today, it still kills bacteria, saved many lives. And Alexander Fleming, that scientist, that's that Presbyterian Christian, he says, it was God that caused all that to happen. God makes serendipity happen to us. Right time, right place. Has this blessed you?
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. Inspired to lay hold of God's promises for you after watching today's message? Request today's special Right Place, Right Time book and CD collection for a gift of any amount to the ministry. For a gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you 3 bonus resources that will build your faith. Live with confidence that God is directing your steps and positioning you for His best. His blessings, protection, and guidance are all yours to receive today. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request your copy now. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Praise the Lord. Lift your hands all across this place. I want you all to pray this prayer with me. That will happen this week. Sometimes God gives an immediate manifestation of the sermon, all right, of the vision. even the same way. So when it happens, you know, amen, it is God. Only God can put you at the right time, at the right place. So let's pray for the right time, right place. You follow me in this prayer, okay? Like what Abraham's servant did. Say, Lord God of Abraham, Heavenly Father, this week, give me success. Give me kara. Give me kairos. Right time, right place. Let it happen to me, to my family, to my children, even in school. Thank you, Father. This week, in the name of Jesus, amen. That's it. God heard our prayer. Get ready. For some of you, Rebecca is coming. Some of you, the camels are coming. Some of you, God bless you. Your position, what you think is the wrong time, wrong place, it will become a right time, right place. God bless you. We'll see you again.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started. Tune in to church online.
I believe that there is a corporate anointing whenever we come together to worship the Lord as the body of Christ, even online.
Experience a time of worship, Holy Communion, and a timely word from Pastor Prince. Join our live chats and connect with fellow Grace believers. Text CHURCH to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/church to get started.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.